Cloudy skies, windy conditions in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 59. So far, we picked up 69 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall at the KJAN studios. Winds this morning have been gusting anywhere from 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. About 200 people who are customers of Atlantic Municipal Utilities were without power this morning. A person who answered the phone at AMU could not say off the bat what the problem was, but she did say crews were out trying to get the power restored as quickly as possible. Residents near 8th and Birch, 12th and Chestnut, in the vicinity of Sycamore and Chestnut Streets were in the dark as of 6:45 a.m. Some of those have been without power since about 4:30. Winds at the time the outages were initially reported were gusting anywhere from 25 to 45 miles per hour. Other utilities were reporting power outages as well this morning. Southwest Iowa Rural Electric Cooperative reported 119 customers were without power in Adams County as of 7 a.m. 28 were without power in Taylor County, and anywhere from 3 to 5 customers were in the dark in Cass and Montgomery counties, respectively. Mid-American Energy reported scattered outages as well in Griswold, Lewis, Carbon, Red Oak, and Villisca. Authorities in Montgomery County Tuesday night arrested three people in connection with a plot to sell a vehicle for cash at a scrapyard. Officials say 23-year-old Amanda Joy Hubner of Red Oak faces felony theft in the second degree charge after she asked 26-year-old Sarah Ann Billy and 30-year-old Lavelle Joseph Ward, both of Red Oak, to take a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee to a scrapyard in Omaha and obtain cash for the vehicle so Hubner could pay some bills. All three suspects knew the SUV did not belong to Hubner. Instead of taking the vehicle to the scrapyard, Billy and Ward used it for their own personal use. They brought the SUV to the police department after they spoke on the phone with officers. Billy and Ward were arrested for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, and their bonds were set at $2,000 each. Hubner's bond was set at $5,000. A competency hearing and murder trial for a 30-year-old man charged with killing his grandmother and mother in Council Bluffs has been delayed. A hearing to determine whether Michael Dykeman is mentally fit to stand trial was to have been held Monday, but a prosecutor and defense attorney asked for more time. They say the doctors are still evaluating Dykeman. He's charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the March deaths of his mother, 63-year-old Jacqueline Dykeman, and his grandmother, 91-year-old Isla Pfeiffer. The competency hearing is now set for June 27th. Dykeman's murder trial was originally scheduled to begin June the 1st, but it will now be held on August 23rd. Dykeman remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $1 million bail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were two drug-related arrests recently. On Monday, 21-year-old Aaron Robert Gerald Cole of Atlantic turned himself into the Sheriff's Office on a felony warrant for use of minor in a drug trade and a felony delivery of controlled substance charge. Cole was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 28-year-old Casey Charles Sampson, Jr. of Atlantic on charges of possession of methamphetamine first offense, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sampson was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $2,300 bond. 30-year-old Joseph Dwayne Ty of Griswold was arrested Monday in Cass County on a charge of OWI second offense. Ty was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released Tuesday on his own recognizance. On April 23rd, 43-year-old Kenneth Lee Clint of Griswold was arrested by Cass County deputies on a charge of domestic abuse assault, a serious misdemeanor. Clint was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. And on April 21st, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 32-year-old Christopher Leon Bomer of Atlantic on a charge of driving while barred. Bomer was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $2,000 bond. And Atlantic Police yesterday released additional information about a vehicle versus bicycle accident that took place around 3:25 p.m. Monday. Officials say a Chrysler Town and Country van driven by Patrick Odell of Griswold was traveling east on 10th Street and approaching the intersection with Plum. A 15-year-old female on a bicycle, Jordan Thomas of Atlantic, was traveling north on the sidewalk parallel to Plum Street and tried to stop, but her brakes locked up, and she proceeded into 10th Street where her bike was hit by the van. Thomas was transported to CCMH by medevac ambulance for treatment of minor injuries. Damage to Odell's van was estimated at $800. There were no citations issued. In the funeral announcements, Jerry L. Christensen, age 78, of Salina, Kansas, and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Jerry Christensen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marilyn Blanchard, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marilyn Blanchard will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Modrell, age 71, of Anita, died Friday in Omaha. Memorial services for Jim Dale Modrell will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Anita Community Center in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Gilbert H. Hugenson, age 96, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Gilbert Hugenson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Roy Struve, age 92, of Manning, died Tuesday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Roy Struve will be Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Wayne Allen Brockhoff, age 56, of Walnut, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A celebration of life service for Wayne Brockhoff will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Peggy Jensen, age 66, of Audubon, died April 20th at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peggy Jensen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Gray with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.